Pig and the Bunny Puzzles. Mommy Pig and Daddy Pig are tucking Peppa and George into bed. There is so much rain, Peppa says. That means there will be muddy puddles to jump in tomorrow, Mommy Pig says with a smile.
The splish, splash, splash of raindrops on the window, says Peppa and George. They dream of muddy puddles. It rains and rains and rains. The next morning, the sun is shining. Daddy Pig runs out to jump in a muddy puddle. But he lands in a big pool of water instead. Oh, how did this water get here? Daddy Pig asks. And where are the muddy puddles? Asks Peppa. Quack, quack, quack. Splash. Our house is on an island, says Peppa. Oh dear, says Mommy Pig. What will we do? Granny Pig and Grandpa Pig arrive on their boat. Ahoy there, Grandpa Pig says. Wonderful boating weather. We're going to the store, says Granny Pig. Can George and I come too? Asks Peppa. Yes, we will do the shopping for everybody. Polly can remember our shopping list. She's very good at that, Granny Pig says. Who's a clever parrot?
Squawk! Who's a clever parrot?
Says Polly. Polly is very good at repeating what people say.
Squawk!
Peppa, George, Grandpa Pig, and Granny Pig, and Polly, knocked her across the water. It's fun, but there are no muddy puddles. Each house is on its own island. They go from house to house, asking everyone what they need from the store. Susie Sheep asks for chocolate.
Squawk! Chocolate!
Polly repeats. Granddad Dog needs a newspaper, and Danny Dong wants a comic book.
Squawk! Newspaper! Comic book!
Polly repeats. Grumpy Rabbit wants cheese.
Squawk! Cheese!
Polly repeats. Grandpa Pig's boat arrives at the supermarket. Hello, says Miss Rabbit. What can I get you? Polly knows. Peppa says proudly.
Squawk!
Polly opens her beak. Who's a clever parrot?
Squawk! Who's a clever parrot?
She says. Polly has forgotten the list.
Don't worry, says Peppa. I remember. Squawk!
So they get what's needed and go back to deliver everything.
Cheese, says Grumpy Rabbit. Thank you. A newspaper and comic book,
says Granddad Dog and Granny Dog. Danny Dog,
thank you.
Chocolate, says
Susie Sheep.
Thank you.
Shopping for dinner, asks Mommy Sheep.
Peppa and George are very sleepy when they arrive back home.
Did you have fun? Asks Mommy Pig.
Yes, says Peppa. We got lots of things at the store.
We got stuffing for everyone, snort.
But Peppa is sad. She didn't get what she wanted. There were no muddy puddles at all.
Then the next morning, the sun is shining brightly in the clear blue sky. Polly Pirate comes to visit.
Grandpa Pig's boat is stuck on Peppa's friend's land.
Oh, Granny Pig says, looking out from the boat.
The flood is over.
They all look around. The houses that were on islands yesterday are now back to normal, sitting on top of their hills. The water that Peppa and George boated in is gone, and at the bottom of their very own hill, they see
a great big muddy puddle.
Squish! Squish!
Big enough for everyone.
More fun with Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig and busy day at school.
Peppa Pig and the lost Christmas list.
Peppa Pig and the perfect day.
The end.
Squawk!
It's raining and ringing and ringing and ringing.
Peppa and George can't wait for the muddy puddles that are sure to follow. But when a flood appears instead, Peppa makes the most of it, going from neighbor to neighbor with Granny Pig and Grandpa Pig in their boat.
Water will go away.